We began the school year with the crushing news of devastation and disaster lingering in the air as we witnessed what became of the World Trade Center. The vivid images of the Twin Towers crumbling to the dust have been left imprinted in our hearts and minds, and most likely will remain with us for the rest of our years. The Twin Towers have fallen on the street, and we can no longer enter to enjoy the comfort and view they afforded. This is sad. But what's more deplorable to our economical and spiritual well-being is the way in which we ourselves have brought down and tear apart the Tower of Truth. Borrowing from the prophet Isaiah, truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. As we boldly proclaim that money gets us the best things in life, as we assert that money gets us the best products and services, we have been destroying and thus bringing the Tower of Truth down to the ground. Therefore, the heart of our young people cannot enter into the joy of caring, and their minds have no access to the delight of building, restoring, and renewing. Knowledge with words as its only elements is what gets us the best things in life. Knowledge gets us the best products and services and makes them available for all of us to enjoy. Now, since the words of ignorance enables us to use, waste, and consume, and the words of knowledge empowers us to produce, care, and restore, we should always be careful to exercise great respect and admiration for words, wisely scrutinizing the concepts and ideas we come across before we allow them to make their residence in our hearts and minds. And we should once again proceed to build up the edifice of this one crucial truth. Without knowledge, we are nothing and we have nothing. As a parent and educator, I have written this poem titled My Pledge to This Nation, which will now be recited by my students and my children.
As you made me understand that your word, your command, is what brings from the throne all that's righteous and true. I just want to behold and be held by your word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
Since I know you exalt now the horn of your people, which is Christ, boundless might, who for us won all fights, I just want to behold and be held by your word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
As you now make me see that what makes me complete is not things nor designs that this world has to offer, I just want to behold and be held by your word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
As you now fill my heart with your infinite love, I could see you pour out from my soul living waters. That's all I could say is I want to behold and be held by your word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
Since your greatest is not recognition bestowed for what I have accomplished, but is rather to know that by him now I am, and without him, I am nothing. Let me then just behold and be held by a word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
Since I'm now barely known for what people can see, is this skin which is surface, and my soul I know less, for it is now only seen by its jubilant maker. I just want to behold and be held by your word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
Since my wrestling is not with the flesh nor the things which can clearly be seen, but with forces that are far more wiser than I just want to behold and be held by your word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
Now that I am convinced that the Word is what makes and takes care of all things, as is planted within every soul that's instructed, I just want to behold and be held by your Word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
Since I don't want to be led by mockers and fools that by praising themselves their stout hearts now declare, there's no God here that made me. I just want to behold and be held by your Word, and let this, O dear Lord, be my pledge for this nation.
And so to seek you and you alone, as I decrease and you increase, is what I pledge to this dear nation. For you have said, my God, my King, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.